Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Matthew 22:1-3. The citizens of the kingdom of heaven have been invited to the kingdom by the invitation of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. As guests would be invited to a marriage, so Christ has invited us to be citizens of His kingdom. The invitation of Christ is extended by the preaching of the gospel, and they shall come from the east and from the west, from the north and the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. Luke 13:29. Christ invited all men to come unto Him and feast with Him in the kingdom of heaven. The prophet cried, Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Isaiah 55:1. They were invited to the marriage banquet, but would not come. They refused the invitation to partake of the king's feast. So many refuse even today to come to Christ as He invites us to the kingdom. Some do not come because of the love of sin and the pleasure of the world. Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Hebrews 11:25. Sin becomes an obstacle for many, but the pleasure of sin is short-lived. The truth of the matter is that life is short-lived. Death is the inevitable conclusion of all life. A few years in sin will never compensate for the eternity of death that awaits the sinner. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. 1 Timothy 5:6. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:17. Some do not come because of no interest in the spiritual. They are content with the things of earth. Many would prefer to have what the world offers than the things which God offers. Some see no benefit to serving God. They are blind to the blessings that are found in service to God. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. They had rejected the greatest invitation to the greatest banquet that would ever be received. Jesus invites us to sit at the table in His kingdom. Will we come? Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.